Sorry to keep using this as an example. Let's say
you could be white Finnish, black.
You said black people are less intelligent than white people as a result of their results on the IQ tests, right, as a collective group, and that's indicative of a genetic.
Go to Google, type it in.
Please, calm down, please. I know you keep laughing, but I just want to. You saying that is problematic on account of the following. IQ tests themselves are not compliant with the scientific method. And let me explain to you. The IQ test itself is a configuration which is susceptible to human critique and or amendment. Right or wrong?
Correct.
Therefore, using it as an exact measure for human intelligence,
as a current measure,
is unjustified. Especially considering that those who constructed the IQ test themselves were people who might have had biases.
Well, we have new ones.
Now, let me give an example. Let me give an example, right? And this is not something. Let me give an example. Is bilingualism or multilingualism included in the IQ test? My question, is it included, yes or no?
No, they're different.
No, it's not. Yeah. Now, here's the point. Let me ask a question. Do black people have a higher or lesser chance of being bilingual or multilingual than a white man?
No, look, can I just...
Please, Ralph. Okay. Please.
Ralph. The answer is no.
I'm asking a question. Does a black man in Africa have a higher or lesser chance of being bilingual or multilingual than a white man in Europe?
Equal for all babies.
No, it's not equal.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not equal.
No, do you know why?
No, it's not equal.
Okay, we talk about...
Ralph, it's not equal. I apologize.
I'm sorry.
Let's be specific.
Okay.
The Western European example. Western Europe. I'm going to be very specific. I'm talking about this colonial narrative of especially Western Europe, okay? And I think you have to understand something, brother, yeah? You have to really understand something. These eugenics programs that they did in Germany, yeah? Where they branded... They had, you know, the supreme race, the white man with the blue eyes and so on. And this is the ideal, the pinnacle.
My wife is German, but thanks to you. I do understand the
history of
German people.
No problem. So she would know. She would know if she's German. So she would know. Right. Her parents are forefathers and stuff. They would have been part of this, right?
Correct.
So that the idea of the white man with the blue eyes, the white man with the blue eyes being the apex.
Is this something boogeyman that scares you? Is there a point
it's
in
not,
the future?
I haven't completed my sentence though.
Okay, yeah.
Right? I'm not saying that just because it provided a justification. No. I'm saying that this... I'm not making that point. I could say that...
Okay. I said to you... Your point
Ralph, sorry. I could have made the point. Yeah. I said I'm not going to be morally sanctimonious and say, well, that's how they justified the burning of the Ashkenazi Jews who you said were the highest in the IQ anyways, which is ironic.
To summarize all these words, trying to tell me...
But let me say my point. The point is, the inherent biases in those scientific practices...
You're repeating yourself at this point, right?
From German scientists, reflected upon subsequent results of so-called scientific discoveries. So therefore, you have to understand, number one, how science can be very biased.
Okay, you're making a very long point. You really need to take a minute. Let me help. I can summarize
Give me one minute, and then you can talk for two minutes. To summarize, science itself can be used by racist people, and then those racist people can then use the word data to make it seem as if science has, this is a legitimate racism. Now, moving on to social sciences, which is even weaker, it's more feeble than science, yes, because it attempts to mimic it. Yep. It's a cheap copy, it's a pseudoscience, according to Karl Popper. And then the resulting placement tests, which are called IQ tests, which are put in place to try and measure people's intelligence, collectivize them, and then justify further racism, which is what your phase two might be. If not for you, but someone else would say phase two of the program would be like that.
Really hitting a minute here, man.
The point, no, it's not a minute, it's not finished.
Yeah. I'm geeking.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to justify why the parameters included in the IQ test are the best possible parameters when they don't include those things which black people or people of color would have as advantage, would have as advantages over and above white people, and do link, and hold on, and do link to intelligence according to a majority of studies that have been done on it. So that, can you answer that question?
So let me know, you took about 20 minutes and I was
no, it took 1 minute.
Before the 1 minute. Yeah. We can do a video check, but I'm very good at time. And let me just start by, because you use Popper and you're questioning the scientific method, you're questioning basically Western civilization, which is what some brand you're standing on. Let me tell you about Western civilization. So when you ended what you're referring to loosely as logical positivism with Wittgenstein and Popper down the room and everyone else, this was still 40 years before the invention of computer science. We see people like myself as two types of chimps in this world, those who get theoretical computer science and those that don't. The scientific method is just an algorithm. It's a class of algorithms. Null alternative hypotheses are algorithms. One with type 1, type 2 errors are algorithms. Methodological interference are algorithms. Logical positivism is an algorithm. The trinity we stand on, that Popper, if you bear with me, the trinity that Popper laid out in his three-world model, there are three worlds. One is a physical world, which I would measure using science and computer science as the time of the universe is 15 billion years, plus our space-time continuum, plus you and I as chimps in a data point time T. Then I would look at an evolutionary snap that by forming computational science models. This abstraction in World War II is measured by conscious creatures in it. You and I as two chimps, either those at processing levels. That trinity that creates us tells us that from a gene to a cell...
So bringing in Christianity here. That trinity that creates us.
From a gene to a cell to a chimp. So if I took your 20,000, if I forced you and took your saliva, using extraordinary rendition, your saliva and 23, your chimp down for 20,000, I'll see you, Muhammad Hijab, with his 20,000 genes.
I've done that, by the way.
See which tribe you came from, down from Baghdad, from Ramadi. I will find every gene pool. And I would say you have a propensity for diabetes, for motor neuron disease, for heart. I would look at using medicine, I'd look at it as a chimp. When you enter data space, as other chimps move on, we're going to measure you.
Race
realism and scientific realism are just ways that say this is the data. If you don't like it for political reasons, you say racism because obviously you will have to form allies with the left while you're still visiting our lands.
Who's your lands? You're Indian?
Yeah, non-Islamic.
No, you're Indian. Our lands means Christian. You're an Indian. You're a colonial subject, ex-colonial subject.
I'm identifying myself first as Christian.
Who cares?
Are you a proper Muslim?
Yeah.
Okay, so you call yourself a Muslim before wherever you are. I'm a Christian first.
Okay. Yeah. So what's that got to do?
So these are Christian lands.
So, Christian lands? Yeah. Well, that's a political discussion. That's a political discussion. You wanted to avoid them.
Politics in there, just to keep everything nice and warm. Yeah, so in that Christian Western science, in that Christian, we have data. And we're going to look at the data. And racism in some left-wing view of...
By the way,
my racism, my sexism...
No, hold on.
Doesn't interest me.
Ralph, I'm not a racist. I apologize. I didn't accuse you of racism.
No. Oh, I don't care.
Sorry, hold on.
No,
I told you, today I'm not going to be morally sanctimonious. I'll let that for other people to talk about, right?
Yeah.
And I haven't accused you of racism. By the way, racism is a neutral term.
Everyone's racist.
No, hold on. What I mean by racism being a neutral term, it doesn't have to be necessarily derogatory, depending on how you define it and how it's expressed.
It's in your preference.
Racism is just an expression of a collective of group, a collective, referring to themselves, self-identifying, or being referred to.
I respect strong
Muslim collective. I've let you spoke to you. Referring to themselves, being self-identified, or being referred to as others, as, say, for instance, black or white or whatever, being oppressed through power relations or otherwise by other people and or being discriminated against.
Yeah.
Now, that could have undertones which are political, but it could also be something which is neutrally used. My question to you, which you couldn't answer, and you started talking about algorithms, was the fact that how can you justify making... No, my question is, how can you justify...
Because
I haven't finished my question. How can you justify making overarching generalizations about intelligence when the systems and methods... Hold on. The systems and methods by which...
The 10 of us, right? Can I think you all take the MIT...
Ralph, by the way, I did let you speak.
Yeah. Okay,
so now, can I...
Consciously, we have to leave
But
the MIT entrance exam, we will not perform equally on
it. No, hold on. You're not... You're thinking in a linear... Way, okay.
Just objective data.
You're thinking. It's,
I'll give how you.
It's not objective.
I don't care how you feel about the data.
I've not told you about my emotions, so you're talking about something else now.
Yeah.
Have I said I feel this way or that way?
Time I do, you seem to think that
hold on,
equal.
Ralph. I'm
Why
sorry.
Do you think
I didn't say this. Did I say that?
Do you think everyone has the same IQ?
No, I'm not saying IQ. I'm not talking about IQ now. What I'm saying is this. My claim is very... Sorry, Ralph. You expect me to say certain things because you hear that from the left. I'm not left-wing guy.
No,
hold on. I don't identify with the left or the right. Yeah. I don't identify with any of...
Good Muslims are far right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't believe so. Yeah, I really genuinely don't believe so. I disagree with that completely, yeah? But what I was going to say was this. Yeah, no. We're not left or right. We don't go in your spectrum, your political spectrum. We don't have to fit nicely within... Yeah. So what I was going to say was this, yeah? Was the point I was making? You keep using words like data and objective truth and emotions.
Right.
It's an easy argument to win against someone who doesn't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
But if you're talking to someone who's done social sciences and has spent many years doing so, like myself, and I can tell you now,
magic, no.
Not to be funny, but I've got the credentials from those guys that you take as authorities.
No, I
do have those. I do have those credentials. If you want me to show them to you as well.
No.
But even if we don't talk about that, and I say to you, look, the issue is this. The issue is that you're using a measure which is a byproduct.
Yeah.
Listen to me carefully. It's a byproduct of a social science that was done from.
Usually, not anymore.
You're not listening to my. Objection. The IQ test cannot be seen as an incorrigible test that is incapable of being amended in the future. And moreover, therefore, to categorize races as a result of their performances on the IQ test, knowing full well that within the parameters of the IQ test, certain things like bilingualism and multilingualism is not included.
You're not listening.
You're simply not listening.
Yeah.
I will say to you, I'm going to make a statement right now. Yeah, I'm going to say to you that people that can speak two languages are cleverer in my eyes than people that can speak one.
Okay.
Yes, colonial people that have been colonized by the West and others, because in 1914, according to one of your great scholars, his name is Homi Baba. I'm not sure if you've heard of him.
Yeah.
He's a post-colonial thinker. Tonight, 85% of people, 85% of the world was colonized by a few European countries. 85%. A lot of people have colonial amnesia. You have colonial amnesia. You don't remember the fact that. Hold on. Hold on. What I'm saying is, you do have a colonial, because you don't know the extent to which colonial powers that are have affected educational systems of measuring intelligence and giving intelligence, so that compartmentalization, collectivization, and then exploitation can be continued in the post-colonial narrative. Now, here's the point. That's why they do it. Now, I'm saying to you something very simply. That in Western Europe, the people that we're meant to see as the Superman, the Superman with the blue eyes and the white skin, in the Nietzschean word, the Übermensch.
Yeah.
Those individuals who are meant to be the apex, those individuals who are meant to be the apex of human civilization, because of their scores and IQ tests which have been rigged, so that they can be the.
The IQ test can
be rigged.
If your IQ is very high, you should be able to summarize.
No, no.
I can summarize your words in 10 of it.
No,
if you can summarize your own words, it would help everyone.
IQ test, I'm not falling for that. I'm not falling for that trap. Ralph.
Will you take an IQ test live streaming, mate?
What?
Will you take?
I don't
IQ
believe
test?
An IQ test. You don't listen to my argument.
Will I take a live IQ test?
Have you got a degree?
Will you take a live IQ test?
Have you got a degree?
But Mohammed, I feel very.
Okay, now you go away.
Thank
you very much. Now hold on. Don't talk about IQ tests. I've done enough tests in this country for 10 years.
But you won't take an IQ
test. It's okay. Ralph. The point is this. If you agree with me that people that know more than one language, if everything's staying the same, would be more intelligent than a person that one language. The question I ask is why have the elitist Westerners not put language ability in the IQ test? Because do you know why the answer is? Let me tell you the reason why is because black people are going to go higher up in that test, and Ashkenazi's goose are going to go down. Yeah. Goodbye. Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much.
God bless you, man.
Thank you, brother. What do we do now?
It's gonna be harder.
I thought I wanted to challenge,
you know. You made that look a little bit too easy. Maybe you want.
I did turn it off. What dread?